I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 10. Coming up, ODPEM says tsunami alert necessary trial run, traffic changes announced for Barbican Road project, and government hails Knutsford Express as strategic partner for tourism. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. State-run disaster mitigation agencies are calling last night's tsunami alert a necessary practice exercise which adequately tested the nation's response mechanisms. Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Major Clive Davis, says early warning devices were triggered, particularly in the Old Harbor Bay community where a temporary evacuation was carried out. He adds that the practice has helped to make the coastal community more disaster resilient, and the government will continue to work with other coastal towns to improve response.
Jamaica is in a good place for disaster preparedness. Agencies that close at 5 and 4:30, yet at 10 and 10:30 and 11 last evening, we were all communicating in preparation and for response to this thing if it were to happen. What we have been achieving over a number of years, we're seeing an increased collaboration between the agencies of the state. And if they're able to play their role now that there's nothing happening, it is even better. When something is happening, they will rise to the occasion.
Major Davis was speaking at a GIS think tank session Wednesday. He's calling on families to adequately prepare and respond to alerts and advisories issued by the state and to develop disaster preparedness plans at home for earthquakes, hurricanes, flooding, and other natural hazards. The National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists that traffic changes have been implemented along a section of Barbican Road from the Ligony Avenue to East Kingshouse Road intersections. Traffic heading west along Barbican Road from the Ligony Avenue intersection will be diverted onto Salisbury Avenue, then onto Paddington Terrace, to exit on East Kingshouse Road. Motorists wishing to continue towards Russell Heights or access Jacks Hill Road can use the Loop Road to get back onto Barbican Road.
Since the traffic changes have been implemented, that some persons, especially local traffic persons who are used to the off-roads, are actually using other roads. The NWA does not encourage this because we would have made an assessment as to what roads in the area could take the volume of traffic that we see using Barbican Road.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson. The new traffic arrangements are expected to be in place for at least another 2 weeks to facilitate roadworks under the Major Infrastructure Development Program. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the expansion of the Knutsford Express shuttle service demonstrates the impact of tourism on the Jamaican economy. Minister Bartlett says the company continues to make a significant impact on tourism transport, employing over 100 Jamaicans. He adds that the government is proud to have Knutsford Express as a partner in the ongoing objective of reaping sustainable growth for the tourism sector.
We see this partnership as an opportunity to create positive travel experiences for visitors to our island, expose them to our rich culture and our beautiful resort areas, as well as to showcase the warm Jamaican hospitality for which we are known the world over.
Minister Bartlett was addressing the official opening ceremony for the Knutsford Express Depot at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay on Tuesday. And as it prepares to celebrate its 50th anniversary this year, the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has cited the redevelopment of downtown Kingston as a major priority over the next 10 years. UDC General Manager Dr. Damian Graham says the plan for downtown Kingston includes overhead and underground rails, more commercial centers, and improved urban planning.
The next 50 years, what we'd like to see happen is the completion of our development in the next 10 years for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston and plan a future proof of a city that sees much more development.
The Urban Development Corporation was established in March 1968 through a special act of Parliament. Its main function is to ensure planned and orderly development within the framework of national priorities. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.